This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Backers of Denver's Vibrant Denver Bond Package are paying local influencers to promote it on TikTok and Instagram. The videos urge viewers to support measures 2A through 2E and note the bond wouldn't increase taxes, though it would extend a current property tax. Campaign leaders say it's a way to reach voters who get information online, but critics argue paid influencer messaging can blur the line between personal opinion and political advertising. Election Day is Tuesday. Lawyers representing four immigrants who were detained 4 months argued on Thursday that Colorado-based immigration agents weren't following federal law by assessing their flight risk. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
None of the four people in federal court on Thursday have criminal records or pending criminal charges and were detained by ICE at some point in the last 9 months. That includes University of Utah nursing student Caroline Diaz-Gonzalez, who was stopped and detained for 2 weeks this summer. Federal ICE agents are supposed to assess immigrants' flight risk, and her lawyers argue they didn't with her, that she has no criminal record and longstanding ties to the United States, and she shouldn't have been in detention. The two-day hearing continues today. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Latest data from Colorado Parks and Wildlife shows gray wolves exploring farther south in the state. Monthly activity maps track wolf GPS collars. October's map shows wolves farther into the San Luis Valley than has been seen since reintroduction, even down to the New Mexico border. This is CPR News.